Welcome to Off the Charts, the Horse Racing Stakes Picks podcast. This is episode 30, and I am your host, Dave Ginsburg, with expert horse player Steve Duckhorn. How are you doing, Steve?
I'm doing great, Dave. How are you doing tonight?
Doing great. I can't believe we made a milestone, episode 30.
30 episodes, yeah.
We're smoking, and I can't thank everybody enough for the downloads last week. Amazing. A lot of listeners, apparently. And they were obviously intrigued of what you had to say, and I'm really happy about that as well. I'm sure you are as well.
Yeah, it was great. That was unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable week.
So yeah. Let's get all the housekeeping out of the way here. Make sure you're visiting our website, offthechartshorseracing.com. At the top of the page, you see all the links, Apple Podcasts. You can subscribe via iTunes. You can go subscribe through your favorite podcatcher. The RSS feed is out there. Make sure you're following us on Twitter. We're getting a lot of followers. Pretty excited about that as well. Off the Charts HR. Steve may have some late changes, and he did last week, as well as some other picks he might find. Also be able to, those who have your Google Android device, you can listen through the Google Play Store. And also we're on Stitcher Radio. Make sure you listen to us. And as I mentioned, yeah, we had an amazing week of downloads, over 3,400 now at this point, and very, very excited. And last week was our top download of all time. Review the agenda a little bit. We were going to talk about what happened last week, and we were in Las Vegas last week, so there were some fun things we did, as well as do a horse nuggets segment on layoffs and claims. That'll be an interesting topic. And then we'll get right into the stakes races. This is the closing weekend of Gulfstream Park, and you got five races you've handicapped, including the last four, which includes also the Florida Derby, which is a Derby prep. So I guess one of the things I want to kind of note is we found it kind of interesting last week for you to dig into it was that pick three we ended up hitting for that whopping $4.40. I've never seen that before. All the times we've played a pick three, I was like, that was a worthwhile investment, I think, but no, it wasn't.
Yeah, that had fishy smell written all over it, Dave. Like I said, I don't think that I've ever seen a pick three. What did it pay for 50 cents?
It was $4.40. It was $8
and I had it
buck.
For a buck, and yeah. I won $8.80. Yeah. So yeah, that was
it was like almost even money.
Yeah, it was worse than a parlay, which is never really case. Yeah, it was pretty much chalk city at Gulfstream over the weekend when we were in Las Vegas, but that's okay.
Yeah,
we
that's how it works.
Know, we did okay. Yeah.
So go ahead and give us a review of what happened last week, and including some of the picks you threw out there after the fact too.
Yeah, Dave. So we handicapped four races last week, circling around fairgrounds and their stakes races last week. And we had one top two pick winner. We had a top pick winner. And then on Sunday, I tweeted out some picks for the Sunland Derby, and our second selection, who was a morning line of 8-1, wound up going off at 7-2, but did win and paid $9.80. So as you have often said, it pays to follow us on Twitter because it doesn't happen often. But I do tweet out picks and things that I like, especially in big races. So those listeners that were following us on Twitter found themselves a winner in our top two selections. So overall, Dave, 170 stakes races handicapped. 74 top two pick winners, 43% overall if you would play our top two picks.
Great. Yep. Again, was a lot of fun. It's always fun to get into be in Las Vegas to see how the horse bettors are out there. And boy, we did see a few characters out there too. So it was.
Yes, we did, Dave. Yeah, yes, we did. And that's always the beauty of going to Las Vegas.
Yep. So a lot of fun. So anyway, let's move on. We'll go right into your horse nuggets segment, and you wanted to talk a little bit about layoffs and claims. It's always an interesting thing to look at as far as an angle in handicapping. Give us some of your views on that.
Yeah, Dave. So, you know, often when I'm talking and going through the races, I'll talk about horses that are second off a layoff, third off a layoff, fourth off a layoff, and you know, I mention it because, you know, there are some trainers that are, you know, very good with horses coming off a lengthy layoff, and those horses, you know, win or throw a good performance. And usually you can find those trainer stats at the bottom of the past performances. And then there's other trainers who don't have their horses corked the first time off a layoff. And though they're top trainers, often the second or third or even the fourth time off that layoff is when they're ready for their peak performance. Guys that come to mind for me are like Kieran McLaughlin, Bill Mott. Those are guys that normally don't have their horses cranked the first time off a lengthy layoff, but usually we'll have them a little tighter the second or third off the layoff. So I like to mark those things. And as a handicapper, it's important for you to recognize and look for horses that are off any kind of layoff, and whether they're the second, third, or fourth race off that layoff. Mm-hmm. Also, when I'm looking for horses off the layoff, especially if it's not the first off the layoff, I'm looking for a top workout. Maybe they'll race, one race off a layoff. It'll be kind of an even race. Like, what an even race to me is that, you know, didn't have a bad start, maybe five or six lengths off the pace, and kind of just stayed five or six lengths off the pace. That's what I would call an even effort. And then I like to see a top workout after that race, and then I like to play them that second race off the layoff. And the same can be said for third off the layoff. So the other thing is that when you're looking at horses off a layoff, whether it be the first, second, third, or fourth off the layoff, you need to look and see whether they're moving to a preferred distance or a preferred surface. Like if you've got a horse second or third or fourth off a layoff, maybe they've been on the dirt the first two times, and now the third time off the layoff, the trainer moves into the turf, and that's his preferred surface. So mm-hmm. you know that those first two races were just a setup for that effort on the turf, the third or fourth off the layoff. As far as claiming goes, a couple things I wanted to mention about claiming, obvious things. You know, I like playing top trainers who claim from low percentage trainers. And the nice thing about the, Daily Racing Form past performances is that they show you who the horse was claimed from and the percentage, winning percentage of the trainer it was claimed from. So obviously I like to look for horses that have been claimed by top trainers from low percentage trainers. I don't like playing trainers who have claimed from high percentage trainers. I just don't see a lot of horses winning that get claimed from a Todd Pletcher or a Bill Mott or top trainers, around the nation. I don't find a lot of, especially a low percentage trainer claiming from high percentage trainers. I like when a top trainer claims a horse and moves the horse up in class, because that means that they saw something in that horse and thought the horse could probably race better and more competitively in a higher class bracket. So I like that, especially like it when they've been claimed and they move them into an allowance race where the horse mm-hmm. can't get claimed the next time out. I like horses that have been claimed either the first or second time after the claim, the trainer makes an equipment change. That's an adjustment that new fresh trainer is decided to make. And sometimes that'll make a big difference on a horse after it's been claimed the second, third, or fourth off the claim. So I just wanted to mention a few mm-hmm. things about claiming horses and what I look for, and also horses coming off a layoff. And so those are just some of my comments as I handicap races, Dave.
Oh, it's great. It's always interesting to see when a horse is claimed, what the performance is going to be right after that. And especially seeing it's a high percentage trainer, even the more well-known trainer versus the one that was before. So that's always an interesting thing to see.
I especially like those trainers. I like playing horses who get claimed by a trainer that does well first off the claim, yep. and then they don't win the first off the claim. I love coming back and playing those second off the claim.
Right.
You know, these trainers that claim these horses and do well right away, when they don't score the first time after that claim, I really like coming back on them the second off the claim. So it's just something to look at.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, thanks. That was a great segment. We appreciate it, and good information as always. Learning some more different angles as far as your handicapping goes. So let's get right into the stakes races for this week at Gulfstream Park. Like I said, Gulfstream is their closing weekend, so a lot of big races coming up. You've got five races. We're going to start with the eighth race. The eighth race is a mile, and it's a grade two. It's the 71st running of the Gulfstream Park Hardacre, and it's $300,000, and it's got 4-year-olds and upward. Go ahead and give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave, so we've got five races to cover, so I'm going to try to keep the commentary to a minimum. I'm sure the listeners just want to kind of know what the selections are. So in this eighth race at Gulfstream, Dave, my top pick is going to be the 4 Irish War Cry. 2-1, the morning line, Grand Motion trains, Jose Ortiz rides. Couple things, second off a layoff. I just got done talking about layoffs. Horse race pretty evenly the last time out, started the race a length behind and finished the race a length and 3/4 behind as a beaten favorite. I've always been a fan of this horse. I liked this horse on the Derby trail last year. This jockey trainer combination is 36%. Grand Motion is, you know, good trainer, 14% in graded stakes races. I also have those sub 12-second eighths of a mile really early in this horse's career underlined, knowing that this horse has that kind of burst. So I think the advantage here is the second off the layoff. And though I don't like 2-1, I think this horse is probably primed to win this race. So let's make the 4, Dave. Irish War Cry, our top selection.
Okay.
Our second selection is the 2 Horse Always Dreaming, our sentimental horse of all time, Dave. 9-5 in the morning line. Todd Pletcher trains, Johnny Velasquez rides. This is last year's Kentucky Derby winner, which I selected. 2-for-2 at Gulfstream Park, get Pletcher and Velasquez. My big concern right here, Dave, is that, you know, some pretty sharp workouts, but this is sort of off a pretty long layoff. And you know, you can read in some of the commentary here, this horse had ulcers, which explains kind of its up and down past performances last year. Not so sure Pletcher's going to, you know, I think they're trying to get this horse ready for a much longer campaign this year. And I think 9-5 is a little bit too deep in terms of odds for where I think, how I think this horse is going to run on this particular Saturday, mostly because I think this is just a race to get this horse back racing. But classy horse, has beaten Irish War Cry before. So let's make the 2 Horse Dave Always Dreaming our second selection. Okay. And our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be the 5 Horse. And you can change that on our notes. The 5 Horse is Tommy Macho. Tommy Macho is trained again by Pletcher. Luis Saez is the jockey. This horse is 7-2 in the morning line. Pretty nice record at Gulfstream Park, Dave. 5 starts at Gulfstream, 3 wins and 2/3. He's thrown a 105 buyer speed figure in there. This horse is also off a layoff as well. It's a 6-year-old horse. So, you know, I'm anticipating the buyer speed figures are going to start to decline as this horse gets older. But certainly, you know, classy horse, has raced in some big races, and it wouldn't surprise me if this horse put in a good effort on Saturday, Dave. So, kind of a chalky eighth race in my mind. We will try to beat the post time favorite with the second favorite, with Irish War Cry. But, so Dave, our selections in Gulfstream Park's eighth race on Saturday are the 4, the 2, and the 5.
Okay, great. Let's move on to the 11th race. 11th race is going to be start of a pick 4, as well as a pick for 3 if you chose. It's 1 mile on the turf. It's a grade 3. It's the 33rd running of the Honey Fox, and the purse is $250,000, and it's fillies and mares, 4-year-olds on upward. Go ahead and give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave, so my top selection in this race is going to be the three-horse Stormy Victoria, trained by Christophe Clement, Tyler Gaffleon rides. This horse is 4-1, the morning line, three starts at Gulfstream Park, a win, a second, and a third, putting a 98 buyer speed figure as her top speed figure. My big reason for this play is Christophe Clement has all of a sudden gotten pretty hot out at Gulfstream Park, so I know his horses are in good form and good shape right now. I think there's enough speed in this race to set things up for the closers, but not deep closers. So I kind of like the fact that though this horse did race from pretty far back the last time out, that she does show a bunch of races here where it looks like she can rate just off the pace. And that's the trip I think is going to be the best trip here. The combination of Gaffleon and Clement is 21%. So when they team up, they're good. And Clement's a, 17% trainer in great stakes races. And like I said, Dave, he's hot right now. Yeah. So I'm going to make the three horse Stormy Victoria our top selection in this 11th race. Our second selection in this race, Dave, I'm going to go all the way to the outside. And I would like this horse a little bit better with a better post, but let's make the 10 horse On Leave our second selection. Shug McGahee trains Irad Ortiz as the jockey. This horse is 3-1 the morning line. Note the record on the turf day, 14 turf starts, 7 wins, 3 mm-hmm. seconds, 2/3. So what is that? 12 out of 14 starts in the money on the turf is 1-1 here at Gulfstream. Is coming off a little bit of a layoff, but does have a nice workout there at Payson on the 25th of March. You can take a look at this horse's races. This horse can close, but I think that's a tough post position. And so I think, this horse, I think she might be compromised by that post position. I said, had she drawn a little bit farther inside, I probably would have liked her on top. So, but let's make the 10 horse, Dave, On Leave our second selection. Okay. And our third and final selection is going to be the two horse. The two horse is Lull. Lull is trained by Christophe Clement again. Jose Ortiz, the jockey, 5-2 in the morning line. Like the Tomlinson on the turf for this horse, certainly nothing to be ashamed of record-wise on the turf. Warfront, great turf sire. We get Clement again. Circled the fact that this is a 4-year-old filly, so I think there's probably some improvement there. The big X factor right now, no races at Gulfstream Park. And as you and I both know, that's a funky turf course out there. In fact, I'm not even sure that's grass. So I don't know how this horse is going to take to that, Dave. And at 5-2, I'm not interested in a horse right now that hasn't raced on that turf course, because like I said, that's a different kind of course. But class-wise and breeding-wise, with a top trainer, I think we need to put this horse in our pick. So let's make the two horse Lull our third selection, Dave. So to summarize, at Gulfstream Park on Saturday, race 11, our selections are the 3, the 10, and the 2.
Okay, let's move on to the 12th race. 12th race would be the second leg of the pick 4, or you could start yourself a new pick 3 from the 12th. It's a mile and a 16th, and it's a grade 2. It's the 48th running of the Gulfstream Park Oaks, and the purse is $300,000, and it's 3-year-olds. Give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave, so our top selection in this race is going to be the 9 horse. The 9 horse is Princess Warrior, trained by Kenny McPeak, Irad Ortiz at the jockey, 5-1 in the morning line. A couple things I like here, sucking off a layoff, turf to dirt. So, came off that layoff, raced on the turf, pretty even effort, kind of what what inspired my, layoffs and claims segment in Horse Nuggets was some of these scenarios that I started to discover as I was handicapping this card. So get a top trainer, top jockey, and we get turf to dirt, get a nice bullet work at Payson coming into the race, second off a layoff. There's a lot of things I like here. And at 5-1, hopefully we get 5-1. This will be a nice horse to have in our pick three and pick four. So let's make the 9 horse, Dave, Princess Warrior, our top selection. Our second selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the 3 horse. The 3 horse is Take Charge Paula, Kieran McLaughlin trains, Jose Ortiz rides, 4-1 in the morning line. Nice lifetime record, right? 8 starts, 5 wins, 2 seconds. So been first or second 7 of 8 lifetime starts. Yep. We get a horse 3rd off the layoff. I mentioned Kieran McLaughlin as a trainer that does better with layoff horses than first time off the layoff. I do have circled that bullet workout on January 19th, which tells me that it was a nice setup for that race on February 3rd. And, you know, this horse hasn't done anything wrong on these 2 starts since the layoff in December. And, you know, went off at 5-2 last time and got beat. But you know, top trainer in McLaughlin, 17% in grade stakes, and you can't beat that record. 4-1 seems like a pretty nice price in this horse. So let's make the 3 horse, Dave, Take Charge Paula, our second selection here.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna take a flyer on a horse, Dave, here, and put a long shot in our selections. Let's put the 12 horse, Marab. Trained by Graham Motion, Nick Juarez rides 15-1 in the morning line, Dave. Oh. So you know, a few things I like here, blinkers on, right? So, Graham Motion blinkers on is 24%. First time blinkers, 24%, blinkers on, 22%. This is a Tampa shipper.
Tampa shipper.
He got a Tampa shipper. We got it. We got the Tomlinson, a 384 at the distance. Could be interesting. Juarez is an aggressive jockey. He might try to leave out of there, especially with the blinkers on, which, you know, a lot of times focuses the horse and they show improved speed. And, you know, racing against some, you know, horses that did race in this race, the CS In Charge, you know, was only 2 lengths from that horse at Tampa. So, it's the kind of horse that could key a nice pick 3 or nice pick 4 for us, Dave. So let's put the 12 horse in as our third selection, Marab. So Dave, in race 12 at Gulfstream Park on Saturday, our selections are the 9, the 3, and the 12.
Okay, let's move on to the 13th race. This is a long distance. It's 1.5 miles on the turf. This is a grade 2. It's the 57th running of the Pan American. It's $250,000, and it's 4-year-olds on upward. Let's get your picks.
Yep, Dave. So let's make our top selection here, High Happy. High Happy is the 3 horse trained by Todd Pletcher. Luis Saez is the jockey. 3-1 in the morning line. Great turf record, 8 starts, 5 wins, and a 3rd. I like Saez and Pletcher when they team up. I think I probably mentioned that to you before. Mm-hmm. This horse shows a sub-12-second eighth of a mile in that grade 1 at Gulfstream on the 10th of February. You know, lost to a really tough horse. That heart-to-heart is really a nice, classy horse on the turf. This horse just makes a lot of sense to me, though I don't like the 3-1 price here. You know, Saez and Pletcher are 28% when they team up. I mean, people like to think about Pletcher and Saez Pletcher and Velasquez when they team up, but Saez does just as well with Pletcher. And as you know, Saez is incredibly hot right now. I think he won 6 races 2 days ago. So, you've got the hot jockey with a top trainer and, going to make 3 High Happy our top selection in this race.
Okay.
Our second selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the 8 horse. The 8 horse is Saddler's Joy.
Yep.
Trained by Tom Albertrani, Julian Le Peru, 2-1 in the morning line. Loves Gulfstream Park, 3 starts, 2 wins and a 2nd. And, what a close the last time you and I were together when we saw that last race. And he can really fly at the end. Though, when you look at this horse's past performances, Dave, I don't see 2 wins in a row anywhere.
Yeah, I noticed
so that. So that concerns me. You know, I'm sure this horse is going to be coming late. I would be a fool not to have this horse in our picks.
Right.
But I'm going to try to beat him just on the fact that he doesn't often – or doesn't at least show that he can win two in a row. So let's make Sadler's Joy, Dave, the eight horse, our second selection. And then our third and final selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the seven horse. The seven horse is bigger picture. Mike Maker trains Jose Ortiz, the jockey, 6-1 in the morning line. I have three races underlined here where Jose Ortiz was the jockey and this horse won. This horse has raced well against Sadler's Joy, as you can see on August 26th at Saratoga. There's a number of sub 12 second eighths of a mile in this horse's past performances, and Maker excels in these longer distance turf races. So wouldn't surprise me if this horse won the race. So let's make the seven horse, Dave, bigger picture, our third and final selection. So to summarize, Dave, Gulfstream Park on Saturday, race 13, our selections are the 3, 8, and 7.
Okay, and then let's wrap it up with the fourth leg of the pick four and the big race of the day. It's the 14th race. It's a mile and an eighth. This is a grade one. It's a Derby prep. It's the 67th running of the Florida Derby. It's $1.1 million. It's three-year-olds, and let's hear your picks.
Tough, tough race, Dave.
Yeah, it looks like
tough,
it.
Tough race. I'm gonna make the top pick a horse I really like. So let's make the six horse Catholic Boy our top selection. Trained by Jonathan Thomas, ridden by our Irod Ortiz, 7-2 in the morning line. Pretty hard to not play a horse named Catholic Boy when Loyola is playing in the NCAA on Saturday. So it's kind of an omen pick, but really seriously, Dave, this horse has impressed me. Sources has raced well on the turf, the dirt, is training like a monster. This is a really good trainer. And this is, you know, this will be this horse's second race moving towards the Derby campaign here. Lost the Flame Away there in the Sam Davis out of Tampa, is another Tampa shipper. Yep. And I expect a really top effort from this horse and what I think is going to be a very tough race. You know, I like Manny Franco as a jockey, but, you know, I think the jockey change to Irad is probably, an upgrade.
First time.
So let's make the six Dave Catholic Boy our top selection in the 14th race at Gulfstream on Saturday. Our second selection, Dave, is going to be the eight horse. The eight horse is Audible. Audible's trained by Todd Pletcher. Johnny Velasquez rides 9-5 in the morning line. So this horse is going to wind up being the, at least as the morning line favorite, probably be the post time favorite. You know, very expensive purchase. I have mentioned Into Mischief as a sire before. This horse is out of Into Mischief. This horse has won its last three starts. It's coming off a pretty significant layoff. He hasn't raced since February 3rd. Did win the Holy Bull going away at Gulfstream Park the last time. So 1-for-1 at Gulfstream. Pletcher Velasquez, Derby prep. Don't know how much this horse is going to be cranked. I don't know how many points Pletcher thinks he's going to need in order to make sure that this horse is eligible for the Derby. But this horse is certainly competitive and is probably going to be right there. So let's make the eight horse, Dave, Audible, unfortunately, at 9-5, our second selection in this race. And then our third and final selection, let's put a price play in there in case we're live going into the pick three or the pick four. Let's make the nine horse, Dave, Mississippi, our third and final selection. So the nine horse Mississippi, trained by Mark Cassie, Julian Le Peru, 12-1 the morning line. $700,000 purchase out of Pioneer of the Nile, blinkers on, first time blinks. And it's a speed horse. Now, you know, I don't like Le Peru a whole lot as a jockey, on horses that get to the front end, but I imagine they're going to send this horse is my thought. This horse ran second to Noble Indy, who was our selection in that, in the Fairgrounds Derby prep last week. This horse looks like it's got a lot of got a lot of class and a lot of upside, some really nice workouts here. And at 12 to 1, Dave, maybe we'll get another one of those wire-to-wire scenarios like we got in that other Derby prep at Gulfstream when we hit that pick four. So let's make Mississippi the 9 horse, our third selection in this race, Dave. So to summarize, race 14, Gulfstream Park on Saturday. Our selections are going to be the 6, the 8, and the 9.
All right. Let's hope we bring home some winners with pick 3 and a pick 4. And we'll see how it goes. It's going to be an interesting weekend and definitely that's a tough race, that Florida Derby. But we'll see how it goes. Let's wrap this up. Again, make sure you visit our website, offthechartshorseracing.com. At the top, just click the links. You know how to get to it. Please listen. Podcast links, everything's there. Just click those links and get listening. We want to keep everybody subscribed and listening. Be sure you're following us on Twitter, Off the Charts HR. There might be any podcasting updates, any race day changes, and of course, if Steve sees any other picks he wants to share, he'll put those out as well. And if you have any questions, you want to send us an email, you can. We have an email address, questions@offthechartshorseracing.com. Before we close it up, do you have any other closing comments, Steve?
Yeah, Dave, actually, I didn't mention it, but I did look at the weather for Florida tomorrow. Yes. There's a big chance of rain tomorrow and tonight. So, again, doesn't look like it's significant, inches of rain kind of showers. But I will make some adjustments if I need to. And you and I will be together again tomorrow watching the races. And we'll make sure that we get any changes we make or any additional picks we make, which I have been doing. Yeah. I've been horses have been scratched. I've been, putting extra horses on Twitter. So if you follow us on Twitter, you'll know what those additional picks are. And I would hate for you to miss a pick 3 or a pick 4. Because a horse scratched and you didn't know that Steve liked another horse and added it to the equation. Yeah. So
just be sure you're following us, Off the Charts HR. Big, that's going to benefit you in the long run. So make sure you're doing that. All right. Appreciate that. And as we always say, thanks for joining us. Good luck and good racing.